Parliament has rejected a request by the Ministry of Energy to allocate 300 billion shillings for rural electrification projects. Members of Parliament say Ugandans in rural communities are fed up of empty promises from the ministry, with some threatening to vandalize the empty electricity poles. This followed the presentation of the report of Parliament's Committee on Natural Resources on the energy sector budget for next year by Herbert Ariko, the Sorority East MP. The Speaker of Parliament, Anita Mong, led MPs in castigating the decision by government to have the Rural Electrification Agency absorbed into the Ministry of Energy. She challenged Sidonia Sokasai, the Minister of State for Energy, to explain the poor performance by the Rural Electrification Agency after it was disbanded.
There are things which I must point out. It is working, except the funding is very poor. It has taken a long time for us to start attracting the donors. I pointed out most of the money which we use for rural electrification is donor-given money. It is not.
So the donors we only giving at the time of RARE, because at the time of RARE we did not have those complaints. The complaints we had were on management, and power was everywhere. Like, I can assure you, people had power everywhere. But did they stop because RARE stopped? Did they stop funding because RARE stopped?